Yeah, you mean what the German name is for it?
Well, either.
Pantry? For the pantry?
Okay, I guess I'm looking for the English word. Mm-hmm. Whatever English word you use for that.
Yes.
Let's see. Speaking of daily housework, you'd say that a woman does what every morning? When she says, the house is real dirty, she says, well, I'm going to have to do what to the house?
Well, do some house cleaning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, if it is on a Monday morning, and do the family wash, and then later on in the day, if weather permitting, I'll have to do some yard work.
Uh-huh. After you wash the clothes, then what do you do to them?
They are hung out on lines out in the yard to get the benefit of the sunshine and the winds. Shaking the clothing on the line so they have a nice sweet odor when they're brought into the house in the evening.
And then when you bring them in, then what do you have?
Then of course they have to be assorted towels with towels and bed sheets with bed sheets and pillowcases with pillowcases and dish cleaning towels and the men's underwear and the women's underwear and the children's underwear, everything has to be assorted according to the class the clothing belongs to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If she puts your shirts in a pile, then what does she do to them probably? I don't know if she does this anymore, but she probably used to.
Yes, she does. She just ironed my shirts this morning. Well, then they have to be sprinkled. So as to have a certain moisture content for ironing, they are then rolled up and then unrolled piece by piece and ironed. Nowadays, of course, with an electric iron, but in the olden days it was probably a steam iron, but before that it was an iron heated out on a coal stove. Or on the kitchen stove if it was in the winter time when there was fire going in the kitchen stove.
The washing and the washing and ironing together you probably called the what?
It was the wash day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's it? What do you call it? Something you used to sweep with?
Basin, a broom.
Okay. Let's see. If there's a broom right in there, where would you say the broom is?
Oh, the broom is behind the door there.
Okay.
The door.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call the apparatus by which you get from the first story of the house to the second story?
The staircase.
Okay. If it was outside, would you call it something different?
No, it would be, well, of course, it could be a ladder leading up to the second story. Either would be right, I think, to say the staircase or the ladder leading up to the second story.
Okay, if it was made, you know, just like the one inside, like, you know, regular staircase, would you still call it a ladder maybe, or would you call it a staircase?
Yes, it could also be called the ladder.
Okay. There was something else I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you if you have any idea...